wasted remains of Regius Norvan. Radovan barely recognized the charismatic leader who had led an extremist Ohalavaru sect to Endala in search of concrete evidence proving the veracity of the Ohalu texts. Just past Regius, the arm reached out again. Radovan looked over and saw the figure in the environmental suit, their helmet off. He recognized the man struggling to pull himself along, dragging his other arm behind him, useless. The man writhed fitfully across the ground, showing none of the dignity with which he typically carried himself, and yet the emissary's grueling attempt to haul himself across the lunar surface possessed a certain desperate nobility. Radovan looked ahead of Benjamin Sisko, searching for the dying man's intended goal. He saw only lifeless Bajorans, scorched heaps of inanimate flesh and bone rendered wholly equal by death. One carcass resembled the next. They all...
Wait, Radovan thought. There.
One of the fallen differed from the others, from all the other dead bodies strewn about the blast zone. Radovan headed in that direction, navigating through the killing field until he arrived at the apparent object of the emissary's attention. So much smaller than any of the other cadavers, it obviously belonged to a child.
Not a child, Radovan corrected himself. A toddler.
He crouched beside the prone, unmoving husk, and didn't wonder why Benjamin Sisko labored to reach it in what would surely be the final moments of his life. Still, Radovan reached out and pushed at the toddler's side. The body rolled over easily, revealing a face somehow untouched by the explosions, a face known to all of Bajor. Nearly 3.5 years earlier, the birth of Rebecca J. Sisko had coincided with the return of the emissary from the Celestial Temple after his mysterious sojourn there. Based upon ancient writings, the Ohalavaru deemed her the Avatar, and they looked upon her as a new hope for the people of Bajor, an augur of growing collective awareness that would usher in clarity and a joyous future for their society. The little girl stared up, unseeing, at Radovan. In death, she wore an expression not of repose, but of fear and surprise. Radovan saw the encumbrance of more years in her countenance than Rebecca had actually lived. It unnerved him in a way he could not articulate. He had never known what to make of the Ohalavaru claims about the Avatar, and her dying at such an early age confused him even more. He gazed at her frozen features and wondered about the capricious nature of existence. And then Rebecca Sisko blinked. Radovan shot to his feet so quickly he almost overbalanced. He managed to catch himself, then watched as the toddler looked up at him and opened her mouth. In the instant before she spoke, Radovan expected that he would hear a deep adult voice, like that of some cursed entity, a pa-wraith or a fire demon, that had seized control of the Avatar's dead body. Instead, he heard the small, plaintive voice of a little girl.
"What are you going to do?"
she asked. Her eyes burned brightly.
"Too brightly. Too... perceptively, for someone so young,"
Radovan thought.
I,
he stammered, unable to formulate a reply. Even in his everyday life, he had a difficult time determining how to live and what to do next. He could not possibly expect to fathom what Rebecca Sisko wanted of him. That's when Radovan felt a hand settle on his shoulder. He whirled around to see that Benjamin Sisko had reached his destination and climbed to his feet. Up close, the emissary looked as dead as all the corpses cluttering the ground about them. Half of Benjamin Sisko's face had been burned away, the bone of his skull visible in places through his seared skin. His blackened tongue protruded past his teeth like a piece of charred meat. One of his eyes had turned to jelly.
"What are you going to do?"
the emissary demanded. Radovan opened